Hello again, everybody, and welcome to our Wednesday Chaplain Reflection. Today we are going to hear from Deacon Jeffrey Drzezinski. And Deacon Jeff is an Associate Deacon Chaplain for the Federal Association for the last 5 years. And the last 12 years, he has been the host of the Catholic Cafe radio program, which is sponsored by the Federal Association, originated in the Memphis area, and is now being broadcast also through podcasts, but around the world. We are hearing back from people appreciating the fact that this particular program is good Catholic conversation. So I encourage you to listen to one of the programs if you're not already familiar with it, thecatholiccafe.com. And I'd like to welcome Deacon Jeff.
Well, thank you so much, Fra Tom. Really appreciate the invitation to offer this brief, but hopefully beneficial spiritual reflection to the Order of Malta today. You know, I think we would all be blind if we didn't know there was a lot going on in the world. I think many of us have maybe even asked ourselves, when is the next plague going to arrive? Is it going to be frogs? Is it going to be lizards or scorpions? What's going to happen next? Because it just seems like one thing hits us and another hits us. And it's very, very, very troubling, I think, and obviously for good reasons. Many of them have historical context. Many of them are bad things happening health-wise, et cetera. All of these things seem out of our control, and yet it causes the world to go into turmoil, trying to control and trying to control the narrative and to speak to all these things. And I heard our bishop actually in Memphis offered a short reflection this morning that kind of struck me, where he said that it's kind of like many of us hear this like a tornado that's approaching. And so we get worried, and so we go and lock ourselves in the shelter. We slam the door shut, we lock it, and we wait for it to pass. But it doesn't seem to pass, and so it causes great anxiety. And so as I was reflecting on this and just this topic and what's going on in the world today, it led me to something I think profound that I just wanted to share with you today. And that is that there actually is an antidote. There's an antidote to racism. There's an antidote to sin. There's an antidote to every issue that shows its face on the earth. And that antidote is God's grace. And I think sometimes we forget that. And I want to be a little more specific about how we receive God's grace and what that antidote to all the problems that we're experiencing today might be. Now, I do want to offer a caveat here and to say that I in no way think that there should not be peaceful protests or civic gatherings, community gatherings, that people's voices don't need to be heard. I think that's a vital part of the story. But far too often, we don't hear about any supernatural antidotes or supernatural answers to the problems. And what's beautiful about our Catholic faith is that the supernatural antidote to all bad things is literally built into our church. One of the great names for the Catholic Church is the Sacrament of Salvation. The fact that this is a public entity that contains within it a reality, so an outward sign within it, the reality of God's grace. And that grace is beautiful and transformative. That grace is saving. I think all of us recognize that in the great work that we do with the Order of Malta. I think we see God's saving, healing, grace in all of these things. And I think, unfortunately, though, it's not part of the national and even the world conversation as much as it maybe needs to be. And so I just wanted to spend a minute and just to bring that to light for us to realize what a great grace and what a great gift we have in the sacraments, right? And so I think at the heart of the answer to racism, or honestly any of the terrible problems that plague us in the world today, is essentially the sacramental life of the church. It's sort of the unsung hero, and maybe even kind of a forgotten miracle in some circles, because we don't realize just what a grace that we have. So obviously we all know what a sacrament is, right? We know it's that visible sign with that hidden reality of salvation. We know that this is communicating to us God's divine life, right? And at the heart of the sacrament is the supernatural, to know that that over all of the natural world is the great creator, right? That there's some kind of divine presence or plan involved in all of this, and we must not forget that. And so it begs us to ask ourselves, what do we really believe about these sacraments? What do we really believe is the answer to all the problems? And again, I want to reiterate, I think if people feel drawn to move out into the public square and to speak their hearts and their minds, especially in response to terrible and heinous acts that are witnessed publicly and even privately, I think that's something that's necessary and part of the conversation. I mean, albeit I think we all agree that we would hope and pray those would be peaceful presentations, but we just forget the supernatural far too quickly. And what's beautiful about the sacraments themselves is that essentially, because they are God's divine life, because of the grace that's communicated, God's presence there, they're transformative. I mean, they change us. So for the people that are seeking change in the world, the people that are seeking God's presence and God's grace among us, and then God, please save us, those people, I think, are sometimes neglecting the fact that God transforms through the grace that he provides us in the sacraments. Now, I also realize that not everyone is Catholic. So when we're out in the streets, quote unquote, when we're present and ministering to people who are not Catholic, it doesn't mean that we can just start throwing holy water at people and everything's going to be okay. But what it does mean is that we can fill ourselves with God's grace through those sacraments, which will essentially help us in helping others. And we can also invite others. We can evangelize. We can teach. We can reach out with that same grace, in hopes that people would hear that message of grace and respond to it in a beautiful way, not proselytizing, but essentially evangelizing and presenting the peace and the mercy and the justice and the love that we desire for the world, because it's God's desire for the world and God's plan for the world, but that people might respond to that message in a peaceful way. And ultimately, only God can transform the sinful heart. Only God can save the world. And the sacraments really, from our Catholic perspective, are really the surest way to see that that grace, that saving grace that comes to us. Just in a real quick way, we can look at some of the sacraments. Baptism, right? We die to sin. We're reborn in Christ. We're made new, and literally God's grace is poured over us to prepare us to prepare us for this fight, for this battle, for this making our way through the world. Now, it doesn't mean that we go around baptizing folks and that we've got to rebaptize ourselves, because we know theologically we don't do that. But when we dip our hands in the holy water, we're reminding ourselves of our baptismal promises. So our baptism comes to light every time we utilize holy water, even on ourselves. And so this is a way in which we can take that grace out into the public square to bring healing and peace. Confession. If we want or desire forgiveness, mercy, love, understanding, if we want change, if we want justice, we've got to start with ourselves. And so going to confession, there's that Latin phrase, nemo dat quod non habet, which just means you cannot give what you do not have. And if we receive the grace in the sacrament of confession, we can then pass that grace, that forgiveness, and call for it in return, that mercy and justice out into the world. So if you're getting ready to go out and speak, to be present in some of these public forums, then confession is a great way to prepare for something like that. Eucharist certainly is a profound, great gift to our church. God's real and true presence is there, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And if you want to be, we need to be walking tabernacles out into the world. So receiving his grace in that way is a beautiful thing. Certainly confirmation brings us closer to the gift of the Holy Spirit. And marriage is another beautiful, great sacrament that can really bring grace into our lives and how we train and raise our kids, what kind of kids are going to be. And so the school of perfection of marriage is another great sacrament. So all of these sacraments are ways in which we can know God's grace. We can be empowered by God's grace, and we can allow grace, God's grace, to change the world. So reflect on the fact that God has built into our beautiful church the antidote to all sin, to all problems, to all issues, to racism, to everything that's going on that's bad in this world. God has built the antidote into our church. And so let us avail ourselves of that grace, and let us profoundly realize that God's got a beautiful gift and a beautiful plan for this world. And so let's pray in conclusion. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the gifts and blessings you've given us, especially the gift of your holy church, the sacrament of salvation. Help us, we pray, to realize the great value of the grace of the sacraments. Help us to see your real presence in our lives in this profound way. Help us to know your plan for peace, justice, love, and mercy in this world, and help us to be willing participants in that plan. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Deacon Jeff. I'd like to conclude with our daily prayer. Lord Jesus, thou hast seen fit to enlist me for thy service in the order of St. John of Jerusalem. I humbly entreat thee through the intercession of the Most Holy Virgin of Palermo, of St. John the Baptist, Blessed Gerard, and all the saints, to keep me faithful to the traditions of our order. Be it mine to practice and defend the Catholic, the Apostolic, the Roman faith against sacrilege. Be it mine to practice charity towards my neighbors, especially the poor and sick. Give me the strength I need to carry out this my resolve, forgetful of myself, learning ever from thy holy gospel, a spirit of deep and generous Christian devotion, striving ever to promote God's glory, the world's peace, and all that may benefit the Order of St. John of Jerusalem. Amen. Thank you again, everyone, for listening, and have a good week.